What's up, boys and girls? Fellow slaves in Slavelandia. Out here on a lovely spring morning. Headed to the golf course. But thank goodness the Republicrats and Demopublicans have come to an agreement to spend, an extra $4 trillion over the next 2 years or some kind of deal to avoid debt default. Like the world was going to come to an end or something. So we've been saved from that. They got a compromise, a bipartisan solution. One of the things I noticed is they got a $887 billion defense budget. Oh, great day. How much money are these people wanting to spend? I mean, we spend more than the other 10 nations combined. And we don't get shit for our money. Yeah, I think $800 toilet seat's probably up to $1,600 now, the way the price of everything's going up. But everywhere you look, government's spending more and more and more money. Even your local governments, you know, as everybody builds these expensive houses and the price of houses keep going up, every time the assessment comes in, the government gets more and more and more. But they keep kicking the can down the road. Just kick the can, more and more and more debt. I saw the other day where Donald Trump promised, oh, I'm going to protect Social Security. Well, how in the hell are you going to do that, Bubba? Social Security is somewhere around $77 trillion. $1 trillion underfunded. Now, yeah, the politician done robbed that place blind anyway and left a bunch of IOUs up in there. But the point is, they robbed you to begin with. Should have never been a Social Security system. Now everybody wants, oh, I paid in. I want mine when you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. You got to admit that you done got, your shit got stole. And it's the damn people in the government that stole the shit. Now you want to advocate that everybody, that they steal from everybody else, all the young people, to pay for what they stole from you. Two wrongs don't make a right. They don't give a shit about you. They don't give a shit about me. They don't give a shit. But we don't want to have our up and comings. It's not our problem. Yeah, I'm old enough to begin to get Social Security. I could probably get disability. But I got to pass these people here. Look here, boys. I got to go golfing. Anyway, we don't give a shit about the future. Nobody cares anymore. All these conservatives. You're not conserving anything. When you talk about, I'm going to make sure Social Security is going to, you can't do that. You're a lying piece of shit. We have so many unfunded liabilities, Medicaid, Medicare. Even said, I'll protect Medicare. Yeah, you want that damn socialist bullshit too. They're left, right, they're all the same. And then everybody comes before government to get patted on the back. You know, at the last council meeting, they celebrated Tom Mulligan. And before that, it was high school baseball or all-stars or somebody. Every time you turn around, government's people are there to get congratulated by government. You know, we've replaced God with government. So now God's not there to pat you on the back and say, good little boy, and, oh, man, you did good in that baseball and all. So you go to your other God, a little government. Government's more than happy to give you a little brownie points and shit while they screw you in the ass. Damn rumble strips. So we're stuck in this damn bullshit. The government just stomping on us, and we go up there and say, oh, thank you for giving me brownie points and little things I can put on the wall and shit. Yeah, little G is a pain in the ass is what little G is. But the Federal Reserve is going to keep printing. They're going to keep the interest rate pretty high so that everything slows down. You know, they're talking 5.8, something like that on the Federal Reserve note. I think mortgages are up around 7-8%. You know, that's traditionally, that's been pretty good interest rates. I remember the first repo VA that we got was 12%, or was it 14? It was something like that. It was back in the early 80s. And during the Volcker years, when they ran interest rates up, you know, they can manipulate interest rates very easily when you got the printing press. But I remember refinancing down to 10%, and oh my God, that was a wonderful thing. And then later, of course, it got a little bit lower, and we refinanced and all, and finally the house was paid off. But nowadays, these people are refinancing at higher interest rates, or getting seconds at higher interest rates, and they're maxing out their credit cards, and they're using every line of credit they can just to keep their, maintain their current lifestyle while the prices of everything goes up. The hell y'all gonna do? What the hell y'all gonna do when those two lines, the amount of credit that you got runs out and the prices keep going up? What are you gonna do? There are gonna be defaults and defaults and more defaults and all this consolidation of the bank. Can't you see that this is a plan that's been laid for a long, long, long time? The ESG, environmental social governance, the WHO and their new pandemic treaty thing. And Joe Biden wants that, and, you know, and the Republicans are going to say, no, dear, no, but then they'll turn around and damn, if they get in the White House or anything, they're gonna push through that damn treaty. Everywhere you look, these motherfuckers are fucking us up, and nobody's paying attention. You know, you want to play in the left-right paradigm, just saw somebody support Trump. A little sign on the side of the road, support Trump. Dumbass, dumbass. The whole system is designed to screw you and me. Yeah, it's a big club, and you and me ain't in it. It's a small club. That's what it is, a small club with a lot of money. These elite, these damn psychopath, sorry ass scum of the earth, consumed with evil. Now in their mind, it might not be evil. Oh, we're gonna save the planet. We're gonna have to save all the polar bears and penguins and whales and all that by spraying the skies, poisoning all the land, poisoning the food, and we're gonna kill off all the human beings, and the damn deer and the antelope have a place to make love. That's the craziness that are insane people. Then you got Lindsey Graham in the Ukraine, going over there, you know, spouting his mouth and all. The son of a bitch could barely fire a gun. That piece of the shit been screwing up for years. And that again proves that if voting counted, they would make it illegal. It's a fraud. It's a facade. It, Look, Lindsey Graham, I don't know anybody except for the scumbags and politicians that vote for Lindsey Graham. Who in the hell in their right mind would vote for Lindsey Graham? I don't know anybody that didn't. If you mention Lindsey Graham around in any place around here, then people talk shit about him. So how in the hell did he get elected? Tell me. If voting counted, they would have made it illegal. It's just to fool you into the left-right paradigm. You live on a plantation. The plantation of slave land here, you dumbasses. Wake the hell up. The people are going to kill all of us. It's a slow kill with this medical intervention. Then they're talking about putting the shit in food and everything. They probably already done it. Get ready. The ride is going to be fun and nothing but a ride. Just remember, it ain't nothing but a ride. Get right with God. Right? Gunners, get right with God. Because if you're not, this ride ends and it ain't going to be good. But it is just a ride. See how you act. Anyway, boys and girls, I'm getting close to the golf course. And I don't need to think about this bullshit. I need to concentrate on the ball. Till next time, boys and girls. Peace.